the Brandon Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Metashare. To find out more about the radio show or Brant's book, Unoffendable, go to BrantHanson.com.
Hey, if you ever want to connect on the phone, we love that. It's 855-90-BRANT. That is the phone number. We got this voicemail.
Hey, Brant, this is Suzanne. About a year ago, you had said something offhand on one of your podcasts about accidentally unplugging the radio station. And I had emailed you to say, hey, I've never heard that story. Can you tell it on the air? And you said, absolutely, I will do that soon. That was a year ago, and my fault. I did not quantify your definition of soon, so I don't actually know what that is, but I was just calling to remind you that at some point I would love, love, love to hear the story of how you accidentally unplugged the radio station. All right. Have a great one.
All right. Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah, I was just fixing to do that. Okay. So, yeah, I will tell that story.
It's a great story.
Yeah, I usually share it like if I'm speaking somewhere or whatever, give people an idea of the depth of my problems.
But yeah, stay tuned for that.
Yeah, how did I unplug an entire radio station? Yeah, we'll talk about it coming up. So here's what happened, and I have to set this up by saying, when I say I love toast, I really mean it. This will disturb you, the depth to which, because you won't believe, people are like, no. I used to eat a loaf of burnt dry toast every morning. A loaf.
Not throughout the day, just in the morning.
By 9 a.m., I'd finished it off. And then I would go on to eat more toast. Wow. But it was at least, a starting point was a loaf of burnt dry toast.
No butter or jelly?
No butter, no jelly. I would do it. And then I'd go on to eat toast during the day. So this happened at a radio station when I started. I was a newsman, and they set me up in a closet. And we cleared it out. There's this big gray box thing. And I sat down in there and I set up what I call my news command center. I put a sign out front for the news command center. And I brought a toaster from home so I could make toast at work. Mm-hmm. And I was toasting and I was, look for an outlet. And I had to unplug something. I plugged it in. I'm doing my newscast. I'm writing stuff. And I'm eating toast. And I see after a while, people are just running by the office, like right outside the news command center. I see the managers, people like in ties, and they're running, sprinting back and forth. And I was like, what's up? But I just kept eating my toast. Mm-hmm. Eventually, after about 20 minutes of this, they settle in on my office, and they look in, and they look down at the outlet, and they look back at me, and they look down at the outlet, and they lunge for the outlet, unplug the toaster, plug that gray box back in. Apparently, it was some kind of satellite uplink.
Okay.
And so I don't understand it. To this day, I don't understand it.
But it took the station off the air.
Totally off the air. Mm-hmm. We were in two states. We covered a very large area, and we were off the air for 21 minutes.
Just so I have a mental picture here. So this is you in your news command center, which is also a closet.
Right.
Eating toast.
Right.
While everyone is scurrying behind you.
I didn't know what the big deal was. I thought, this toast is really good. I'm just munching away.
And I have news to command.
Yeah. So they're like, they weren't pleased. I would say they were like, hey, good work.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a plus on my
evaluation. Sure.
Yeah. So, mistakes. It just told kind of an embarrassing story, a big mistake I made at work, knocking the station off the air for 21 minutes. With my toaster.
You unplugged it and plugged your toaster in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then go over to you. But here's what I was wondering. I thought this would be really entertaining if you want to participate. What's the biggest, most embarrassing mistake you made in a workplace environment?
Hmm.
Love to hear the answer to that. If you want to just call 855-90-BRANT. And let me be honest about this, my motivation for this. Mm-hmm. It'd probably be entertaining on the radio, but B, I love hearing about other people making fools out of themselves. This makes me feel better. This is really a total self-interest. What disastrous thing did you do at work?
I'm trying to think. Oh, I was a cashier at a supermarket.
Yeah.
And they sent me out to get the carts.
Yeah.
And I had never done that before. And so I guess there's some kind of art of lining them up and then navigating them. And that is an art I didn't have. So I put them all together and I'm rushing down it was a hill. And I'm rushing down and somehow they broke apart and they just started taking out customers left and right. And I didn't know where to run. Like, what cart do I get? What cart do I not get? Like, at some point, I was just standing there watching in my little Giant Eagle smock.
That's when you just take the smock off and you start walking home.
That's it.
Like, you know what?
It's over.
Until I was fine until I attacked the entire clientele with shopping carts. That's what I'm talking about. Your cheery story That's what I'm talking about. 855-90-BRANT. So this is a radio station that's about Jesus, and you'll hear us talking about God and who Jesus is and what he's done for us. I want to encourage you to do something if you've never done it before. And we don't get points for this with God. We don't get money for this. It's just, I want to encourage you just as much as I can be a friend on the radio. Trust God. Maybe you've never done it before. Like, to actually trust him. You kind of have to reach the end of yourself to do that, where you've seen where you go when you're in charge. Like, it doesn't always, it's not working. But if you are there, why don't you try it? And it means actually calling out to him. It means shutting the radio off for a few minutes or something, but actually trust him now. And don't wait until you feel like you've got all the information, because it doesn't happen that way. I can tell you, I've been a believer for a while now, and I've trusted God for years, and I find I know less and less. Like, I know things, but I find there's more and more I don't know. It's like you start going up this trail, and you think, yeah, I understand this trail, but then the views get wider and wider as you go up, and they're beautiful. But you realize, man, there's so much to explore here. It's good stuff, but you can't wait until you've explored it all and then go, okay, now I've mastered it, because you never will. It's a matter of just going, God, help me, change me, and then actually trust him to do it. Start that conversation. This isn't us controlling you, by the way. This is you having a conversation with God, but I just want to encourage you, just trust him.
I want you to know, all my years of studying broadcasting, I never thought I'd say this statement. Okay. Ready?
I'm ready.
You have a request for the compliment moose.
Sweet.
Someone called in and wanted
sweet
that. I don't know what to do.
My producer loves it. Somebody wants the compliment moose. We have a moose here that will compliment you if you request the compliment moose. Just as a little way, it's our way to help you like buck up for the day or whatever.
But do we need the moose? Well, I guess
so.
We do.
So here's a call.
Yeah. Hey, Brant. This is Carlin. Oh, man. I just feel so down today. If only a compliment moose could compliment me, that'd sure be nice. All right, goodbye.
Okay.
Well, that's when we turn. Okay, the compliment, I'll interpret the compliment moose. Okay.
Wow.
All right, oh,
he has he has a lot to say, wow.
Carl and the compliment moose feels that you're feeling down, you don't need to. A, and getting a little theological here.
Yeah, it sounded like he was emphatic.
God loves you where you are now, as you are. Now, he's going to change us, but as you are. Also, just think God's given you a great deal of intelligence, and you're a blessing to people you don't even realize. And you don't realize it, so focus on that. It's just, how can you serve people? And you are already doing that in some ways that you don't even realize how much that matters to other people.
Mm-hmm. So, boy, insight of that moose is unbelievable.
This is why when you get frustrated with this, like, you should welcome wisdom wherever you can get it.
Even from a moose?
Yeah, and don't look down on where it comes from or who gave the wisdom. Hey, who's with me on this? Who's with me on this? People take themselves way too seriously.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. You know, it used to be, you think about back to the Puritan days or whatever, like, oh, people were taking themselves too seriously, which may not be historically accurate anyway, actually, but it is true. Generally speaking, we've associated that with highly religious people. I think this is an equal opportunity problem.
I would agree.
Like, everybody's taking everybody too seriously. And I think part of being a follower of Jesus is this thing called joy, which means you can laugh, but I don't have anybody specific in mind. I really don't. But like, my goodness, the serious taking of everything. Like, can't we laugh about stuff?
Oh, no.
And this is, it sounds like we just got a complaint. We didn't.
No, we didn't.
Okay.
But it were complaints all my life, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Not serious enough.
Right. You're not serious enough. You're not angry enough. You're not being consumed by whatever they're consumed by. You're not like, hey, stop that. But there's this little spark of life that comes from being a believer, where your hope, capital H, is in something bigger than all this stuff. And I do think it permeates everything with a little bit of sense of humor. I'm not saying you'll laugh at a funeral. I got it. But there is something deeply funny about stuff. And if, like, taking yourself less seriously lets you be a blessing to other people. Go for it. This whole Christianity thing is really countercultural. When it's shaped like Jesus, when it looks like Jesus, it's very countercultural. I just heard a special on the radio about forgiveness. It's one of those TED Talks things, mm-hmm. which I've done one. I guess they didn't want me for this.
It was about forgiveness.
Whatever.
Yeah.
The point is...
There's no hostility
No. They talked to this woman about forgiving. She'd forgiven a guy who had attacked her years ago. And it was compelling because he was on there too saying, you know, I'm sorry. And she's like, I had to forgive. But it wasn't from a Christian perspective, which mm-hmm. makes a big difference. She actually said, this has freed me. I didn't want to have to live with this the rest of my life. I'm like, okay, that's great. Mm-hmm. But then she said, now, that's just me. For you, what might be empowering is lingering anger or revenge.
What?
But for me, it was, yeah.
Whoa.
So she sees the benefit of letting go of the anger herself.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, we don't want to tell anybody. Like, maybe revenge is the way to go because it might be empowering to you. Like,
please understand,
like, if you're new to the Christianity thing, it's not about empowering yourself. It's about the exact opposite. It's because we're moral failures ourselves. That's why we forgive. It's not about empowering. It's about, frankly, it's about losing power on a lot of levels. It's about losing power because you know who really holds it, and he's got it, and you trust him. Just talking about trusting God. And you know what? If you talk to somebody about this, maybe you've trusted God with your life before, but you talk to somebody else. This guy said something great. His name's Ed Silvoso. He said something about talking to people about God. And I don't know who Ed Silvoso is, but I wanted to credit him. If you are Ed Silvoso and you're listening.
We appreciate you.
Good job. We're fans. Ed, I've got the jersey that has Silvoso on it, number one on the back. I know it's weird to quote somebody, I don't know, but I saw this, so I wanted to tribute. But he said, Ed Silvoso hath said, he said, don't talk with persons about God until you have talked to God about those persons.
Mm.
Like, you know what? That's true. And by name, instead of going, well, let me tell you, here's what's going on, you know, like, but do you know this person? And can you at least soften your own heart so that when the words come out, like, and that takes prayer usually ahead of time for somebody. It doesn't have to be this elaborate thing. It might be, you know, 30 seconds or something, just asking God to help you see this person as he sees them. Because then it's not an agenda at all. It's actually you love people. I want to love people. I want people I love to know who God is. Man, that's coming from a different place than I have to do this. This is my Christian duty. No, pray for him first. Hey, try this if you get in trouble at work. Little science thing for you. Little hints about how to live, right? Some people accuse you of being lazy.
Mm-hmm.
I have a problem. It's my INTP, Myers-Briggs, my personality type.
Okay.
Tend to be thinkers. Tend to just sit and think.
Okay.
People consider that lazy sometimes. So if you like come in the office, I'm just sitting there.
Because nothing's actually getting done.
That's what they say. But it's not true. And I want you to use this if somebody accuses you of being lazy, maybe you're on the couch all day or whatever. Like, mm-hmm. hey, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
It is true that in your body, you know how fast your brain signals travel to other parts of your body? 200 miles an hour.
Wow, that's fast.
You're doing a lot. I mean, people can be like, just because they don't see it on the outside, you're lying on the couch
mm-hmm.
or whatever, they don't realize that inside you.
I get it.
Coursing at 200 miles an hour, brain signals to other parts of the body.
I mean, so if your wife has asked you to take out the garbage and you remain on the couch, you say to her what?
Honey, I may look inert. However, the speed of my brain signals right now is 200 miles an hour. Yeah.
And so you think that's going to do?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She finds it very attractive. Mm-hmm. I think most of us would say we don't give advice where it's not wanted. Most of us would say we don't do that. However, here's where it's really tempting. Like adult family members, and they're doing something that's like, man, that's really dumb. Or that could be hurtful or something. You really want to jump in and go, hey, you know, here's what I think about this.
Mm-hmm.
I've realized, again, because I think I've talked about this before and I forgot I even talked about it. There's a great way to do that. There's a way not to do it, and there's a way to do it.
Okay.
The way to offer advice to somebody who's an adult, a friend, adult family member, is to ask a question first. Do you want my honest counsel on this?
Mm.
mean, let them decide. They don't. No, I don't want counsel. Okay. I mean, you don't have to send in the Proverbs that say if you reject counsel, you're a fool or whatever. You don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But ask them first, because it may be no. Because otherwise, it's just resentment. They don't want you telling them what's up. Just ask.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I think it really helps. And then if they say yes, well, okay, well, here it comes. Mm-hmm. You said I could.
Yeah, it's disarming. It is.
Right.
Yeah.
It's disarming. And also, I want you to be full well. If you are rejecting it, then mm-hmm. okay, fair enough. Spare us all a bunch of time. But you know that you just don't want counsel on it. We've been giving out doctorates, honorary doctorates
mm-hmm.
This month just because of all the graduations and stuff that's going on. Kelly wants one in grocery store blocking.
What?
Yeah, and what that is, she explains it.
Okay.
I love this. You know, it's an honorary doctor. She says she has the ability, whenever she's looking at something in an aisle, to mm-hmm. put her cart somewhere, and that's where somebody else wanted to look. And as soon as she moves that to somewhere else, that's where another
somebody
person...
Somebody else wants to look there.
Like, I've got it down to a science. I'm mm-hmm. always in somebody's way, and whatever... Wherever I put my cart, that's now the most desirable part of the store. So,
okay. Yeah, she deserves that.
Absolutely. We extend this to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like your own honorary doctorate, Kelly's got one, then let us know what you deserve one. It's 855-90-BRANT, and we are happy to give these out. Hey, what's going on? My name is Brant. Sometimes I'm hanging on the streets with the fellas.
Sure.
And then we're talking about cool guy stuff.
Like?
Cars. Cars and tattoos.
What?
Yeah.
You don't have any.
Anyway. Oh my goodness.
Oh.
This has been interrupted by breaking animal news. I've just been handed a story.
I so wanted to hear the rest of that.
I've just been handed this story over here.
Mm-hmm.
This is pretty awesome. And can we at least admit it's awesome? I know there's going to be a lot of people like, oh, wait, that's silly, blah, 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 blah.
Now, that blah, 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 blah,
blah
is
blah,
that
blah,
me?
Blah, blah, blah,
you're
I'm
Sherry, me.
Blah, blah. Oh, I hate this. Blah, blah, blah. Check this out. In Sweden right now, how do I get me to Sweden is a question.
mm-hmm.
There's a brand new mouse-sized amusement park, fully functioning amusement park for mice. And incredible detail, there's a roller coaster, which is shaped like a cat, just to make it extra scary for the mice. But it actually works. They have a tiny popcorn stand, a little Ferris wheel.
Mm-hmm.
They even have a mini porta potty. I don't understand how that's going to work for the mice.
Yeah, because the mice don't.
They're not going to be really interested.
Yeah.
But the point is, that's how cool is that? Come on.
Why?
Come on.
But why?
Come on.
Come on and what?
Admit that it's cool.
No,
that you don't. That you want to see it. Admit it. Come on.
I do not want
come
to see.
Come on.
I want to see mice. I don't ever
be
want
honest,
to see a mouse
Sherry,
ever, Brant.
Be honest. Be honest. I want honesty. Can you
give
be honest?
You honesty.
No, be honest this time. Be honest. It's about time. They finally came out with one of these. A salt shaker that connects to the internet. I'm so tired.
Oh,
I'm weary of shaking salt. And it's not connected to the net. Just reading the copy here for the thing. The next time you reach for the salt shaker, ask yourself, how much better would my life be if this were a smart salt shaker?
Hmm.
It's called Smalt. A smart salt shaker that
sure.
lights up. Okay.
It lights.
Yeah, because
lights
sometimes
up.
It's so dark you can't see. Is there
yeah,
salt in here?
And am I pouring it on here?
Oh.
In the right?
Hello, is anybody there? This salt shaker. It lights up and can deliver the perfect measure of salt when you pair it with Amazon's Alexa.
Oh, my goodness.
You have to pair the...
Alexa, Smalt, Smepper.
You know
it's everything. Smetchup.
I don't...
Mustard.
Stop it. All right. All right. Let's just...
Smellish. That's relish.
I'm actually shutting my computer. I don't even want to talk about this anymore. Really convinced of this. Maybe you've noticed this too before, but I don't think you can be angry and grateful at the same time. I just don't. Impossible. You have to chase one out of your head to get into the other. Resentfulness, same thing as anger. You can live in resentfulness, but you won't be noticing beautiful things. And we're surrounded by beautiful things constantly.
That's true.
But if you're stuck in resentment, you can't go for a walk and just marvel at the simple, beautiful things that are extraordinary we're surrounded by because you locked yourself into resentment. That's all you're going to notice. You can't simultaneously be grateful. And there's so much to be grateful for. That's one horrible thing about being stuck in that bitterness thing.
Here's another study they did about old people, and they found, again, that they are happier, generally, than younger people. It's true. And you would think, based on the way we've set up our culture, like, there's no way that's possible. I mean, you're not as good-looking when you're old, right? I mean, isn't that where it's all happening? We're good-looking, we're fashionable, and we can do what we want, we're healthy. That's all that ticket to happiness. Not so much. The researchers say there's this thing called wisdom that helps people. Their term, not mine, although I use that term a lot. Bible says to treasure wisdom, to seek it before you seek anything else. How about that? And there's something about wisdom, and it tells you what matters and what doesn't. And older people who have wisdom are in on something. And this is something I think, too, we can pray for wisdom and have to wait till you're 80. You can actually ask God, and he's pleased to give you wisdom, but you have it now, and you can know what matters and what doesn't. And there's a whole lot of stuff that you think matters right now, doesn't matter. It's just the truth. It's just the truth. And you'll be much happier when you have that weight lifted off your back to go, oh my goodness, I acted like that mattered so much, and it doesn't. You know what we do, or at least I do, is I do you favors. That's right.
What?
Yeah, I do you favors by listening to the show. For example, here's one. They have this list on Business Inc. or Inc. something, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. And it's 24, let me find this list, 24 new apps you need right now. So these are apps for your phone, 24 of them. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is. Oh, so you went and...
I looked at them all.
Okay, for us.
Yeah.
Okay, thank
the actual, you.
You
don't need any of these apps.
Yeah. Thanks, Brant.
24 apps you have to download right now.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure that...
Yeah, I looked at them.
Okay, none of them.
You know,
okay.
There's a reason why your life has been going okay without these apps.
Because you don't need them.
You actually don't need them. You don't have to do it right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can spend time doing other stuff.
You don't have to do it ever.
Yeah, go smell some flowers or whatever. I just freed up some time for you.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about the radio show or Brant's book, Unoffendable, go to BrantHanson.com.